Darshan Habezora, Shmuel ben Israel Umeriam.
And you may be seated, and we so appreciate each one of you that's here. I grew up in New York, as you've heard me talk about from time to time, where we have lots of snow, particularly upstate New York, where Dawn and I lived for a while. And but we never, ever had ice storms. We even lived in Winnipeg for 6 years, where you have lots of snow. But the fourth year maybe we were here, 1994, we lived on 74th Street, and we saw a sheet of ice. I mean, you couldn't walk out your driveway, and there was a car just sliding down. And amazingly, it just hit the curb and slowed down, but it was a little hill. So we didn't have that today, but they were talking about it. So we appreciate all of you who braved the weather reports. Now, in the announcements is one thing I skipped over, I missed. And as many of you know, most of you know, we give a tithe of your tithe to other organizations outside our four walls. And one of them that we've chosen to bless this month is a work started by Lucy Zeitler. Am I saying it right? Yes. And so Lucy has been with us on and off since probably the beginning in 95, 97, something like that. Anyhow, you had your bat mitzvah here, and I did your wedding together with Caesar Nieto. Yes, yes, wonderful. We had a great time there. So she's going to talk for about a minute about this work, then we're going to present her a check, and we're going to say a blessing over her, and you can ask her questions later.
In a minute, oy vey. Recently, very recently, we've made our home in Perea Elite, Israel. And the Lord said, you're not coming here to retire, you're coming here to bless the children. And so we're starting what I'm calling right now Tiberias Crisis Children's Center. And basically, we're going to go out to the streets, love the children, invite them to have free music, dance, art, and English lessons. Figure out what's going on in their home situation. Do they need food? Do they need meals? Basically, get these children in Tiberias off the streets, because most of them, their parents are working two jobs. You know, in Israel, we work 6 days a week, and a lot of the kids are neglected and out on the streets. So the Lord said, you're going to start a house of prayer to lead the children in worship and prayer. You're going to teach them English with the Tanakh, and you're going to have a performing arts school for them also. So we went to Israel. We found the building, 7 apartments, a synagogue, and a warehouse. We need to raise lots of money to get this. We have the blessing of the mayor of Tiberias. He knows we're believers. And he said, you're a bridge to my community. Hallelujah. Okay, he grew up Orthodox. He doesn't like them so much anymore. He sent us to his head social worker. We shared the vision with her. She said, this is a dream. This is a dream. Come help us with the children. And will your volunteers go out to us, to the streets, to talk to the children? I said, yes, they will. So we need prayer. We need people to come to help us. And we need money. I'm not going to go into that because it's a large amount of money. The building is owned by 7 brothers. Their father died, and they want their inheritance. We talked them down from 3 million shekels to 2.6 million shekels, which really, it's not a bad deal. But so that's what we're doing.
Oh, man, that's still that's a wonderful, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Indeed, and shorter than your wedding procedure.
Oh, no.
There were 27 steps in her wedding. It took 2 columns to just organize the service. But we had a lot of fun.
It was a Hanukkah-themed wedding,
hallelujah.
What can I say?
So we want to present you from Or HaLam's Tithe of Tithe, $300 to bless you. And let's all stand and reach out our hands to Lucy and Michael, her new hubby who's not here. And he's home, Doggy sitting?
He's doggy sitting. We live in the States. We've been in Springfield, Illinois. And we'll go back to Israel January 27th. We go